The state crime lab in North Carolina has completed DNA tests on members of the Duke University lacrosse team. Last month, a woman alleged that she was sexually assaulted by several team members after she went to a party near the campus to perform as an exotic dancer. No charges have been filed in the case, and lawyers for the lacrosse players say that they did not commit a crime. NPR's Adam Hochberg joins us now. And Adam, what did we learn from the DNA test?
Well, first we have to say that we haven't seen the results of the DNA test. They weren't made public. But defense lawyers, the lawyers who represent the lacrosse players, say they've seen the results. And according to the defense lawyers, the tests were negative. We do know that investigators took DNA samples from 46 team members. And again, this is according to the players' lawyers. The tests show none of their clients sexually assaulted the woman. And now the defense team is calling on the prosecutor to drop the case.
And what's the prosecution saying about that?
Absolutely nothing at this point. The district attorney stopped talking about this case last week after initially doing a lot of interviews on radio and cable television and newspapers and everywhere else. The district attorney in Durham, North Carolina, Mike Nifong, initially said he was very confident a sexual assault had taken place at the party. He called it one of the worst things that had happened since he became district attorney. But we don't know how these latest test results will affect his decision how to proceed. He had also previously said, though, that a negative DNA test would not necessarily preclude the possibility that an assault took place. He has said that there's other evidence of a crime, some of the things that police found at the house where the party was held, as well as an exam the woman had at the hospital after the party. And that exam concluded she had injuries that are indeed consistent with a sexual assault.
Well, is it possible that there will be no criminal charges at all arising from this incident?
Well, it's possible, but it's hard to say. The defense team has been publicly campaigning now for the district attorney to drop the case. And we should say the lawyers representing the players are some of the top defense lawyers in North Carolina, and they know how to work public opinion. They know how to work the media. They very quickly had a news conference today after they received the DNA tests. A couple of days ago, they went public talking about some photographs that they say they have from the party, and they say those photos show that no crime took place, that the woman had a smile on her face as she left and didn't appear to be victimized in any way. So even as the DA has gone silent, defense lawyers have been holding press conferences and appearing in the media, arguing for their client's innocence.
Adam, this case has brought a great deal of unwanted publicity to Duke University. What's been the reaction at Duke to all of this?
Well, today the university put out a very brief statement basically expressing confidence in law enforcement and saying they think the investigation eventually will reveal the truth. Previously, the president of Duke canceled the remainder of the lacrosse season. He accepted the resignation of the coach. He also suspended from school one player who sent out, I think what everybody would agree, is a very disturbing email after the party in which he threatened to invite a stripper back to his dorm room and kill her and mutilate her body. And in the email, he invited his colleagues on the team to come watch him do it. Duke's president said he was very distressed by that, and he's called for a study of how the university could better teach its students what he calls the values of personal responsibility.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
It's NPR's Adam Hochberg.